All right. Good afternoon. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a couple agenda items for this time period at 1:30. So let's start with the meeting with the Sheriff's Office and Fiscal Year 2026 Budget Workshop Number 3. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chairman, Commissioners. I have just a very brief outline as we did similarly in Budget Workshops Number 1 and 2, if with your permission, if you'd like to proceed.
Sure.
So item number one, you've seen these projects before, but we had in our first two budget workshops indicated that those numbers, some of those were estimates. And in the first proposals, the total figure was $434,190. And you can see that we've reduced that down now with doing more specific work and seeking additional clarity in bids that we've been able to reduce. These are all one-time costs, but we've been able to reduce that by about $125,000 down to $309,898. I don't know, that still leaves us a little bit of a buffer in project number 26-4. We're doing everything we can to reduce those costs as low as possible. So there may be some additional savings, but we're working with vendors and suppliers and still getting quotes and things like that for various furnishing pieces. So I wanted to just provide an update, and I think that's about the best we're going to get at this point, is that number that you see there on the proposed projects. Happy to answer any questions about those that the board may have.
We appreciate the direction in which the final figure went.
Well,
really?
We're trying.
I believe it. Any comments, questions? I guess we're good.
Okay. The other just, and I don't know that it matters to the board, as we discussed in prior workshops, we do have some estimated B budget savings, whereas most of the proposed purchases for FY 2026 have to do with the new Sheriff's Office building. I don't see a big benefit in trying to use savings from FY 25 to make these purchases, but if the board has a preference, I think we would have enough excess in our B budget this year to probably take care of projects 1, 2, and 5. And we'll proceed however the board deems appropriate versus just letting those funds roll over into the general fund for next year, or perhaps the clerk or controller has an opinion on that.
Chairman, I defer, you know, to you on the cash flow. I think philosophically, if there's unspent monies, I think the direction from the three of you on how those are to be viewed, especially if there's certain capital items. Usually a lot of capital items only go up in cost. They rarely come down. So if you know that there's a must have acquisition and you can buy it now, then you're not buying it next year. But at the same time, then I think the board would need to adopt the philosophy that, you know, when you authorize the expenditures on a budget, that's you're expecting for the most part the budgets to be fully expended. Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I really don't. I mean, it's either unspent this year, we spend it allocated out of next year. It's the same pot of money.
Yeah.
The clerk's point, if we could buy it now to save money for future acquisition, it makes sense.
Yeah. If there's any possibility of them going up, it'd be better to get them purchased now and know what the cost is.
We'll check into that. And certainly, you know, we do have a storage issue that we would have to deal with, which I think we have the capability in the warehouse, but then you're moving stuff
right
multiple times. So we'll start looking into that.
Okay.
And that brings us, I think, to item number 2.
Okay.
So after our budget workshop number 2, myself, Chief Rast, Our facilities director and other sheriff's office personnel met on this. We had an executive session last time where we discussed some of this, so I won't go into too great of detail, but we're proposing to put $6.5 million in FY 2026's budget as a initial budget, partial budget for the construction of the new female detention facility at Pond Lane.
Okay. Chief, do you know if those numbers on the 6.5, was that inclusive of any of the infrastructure that would have to be connected to the facility on the lot? Do you know if those numbers were inclusive or just the building?
Mr. Chair, I believe we're targeting that total of about between $8 and $10 million for the entire project, which includes the utility hookup.
All right. Yeah, the 6.5 is about a million lower than what I was anticipating, so.
The only question that we had is it's currently in our 410 budget versus our 510 budget. And so I think it's probably more appropriate for 510.
I'd have to agree with that.
Yeah, definitely.
So if we could just shift that. There was, in that same line item, $150,000 towards the new training facility. And I don't know if that, I mean, in my mind, that could be, again, in either budget. So I think for simplicity's sake, it's easy enough just to move that entire amount.
So, Mr. Chair, on that one, I think for field services for the gun range for patrol probably should be in the 410.
Okay.
But the female detention probably be in the 510. That's right. I think I'd want to split that.
Okay.
Kyle, does that make sense?
Sorry, we were adjusting something on that.
510, as far as the Pond Lane.
Oh, yeah, the Pond Lane, the 410, 510. Yeah, that's what we were trying to adjust over here. So, sorry.
Okay. So, yeah, so. So do move that to the 510.
Yeah, we're updating that as we speak.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, Mr. Sir Clerk, Controller, what do we put in for the 510 for the female detention? What's in there now? Is there anything put in there in the request?
No, this is the first time on the record that a dollar number has been okay. Articulated. Yeah. There's been some discussion about it coming, so we were really waiting for today and a year, yeah. So this is kind of a late addition to the requested budget, the way I view it, because it technically was not in the prior rounds. It was alluded to, and I know there's worksheets about what the revenue might look like and stuff, but as far as the split in FY 26 to FY 27, I think this is this is a good time to talk about it, how you would want to entertain this.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I think reality is, I think the best case for, if everything works out through going through the RFP process right now, and if we break ground in the first of the year, the facility is not going to be built in FY 26 just for timing. But I think we're thinking about 75 to 80% burn rate out of FY 26 with the remaining in FY 27. So I wasn't sure what the clerk was comfortable with putting in there for that burn for 26.
I'm happy to, if we have time, I can throw something on the screen. Does this work? Or is this one not working, table one?
It should be.
We'll see if this, it'll probably do an extension.
Yeah,
there you go.
So let me, there's a few things in here, so I wanna, let me share. There's a couple different, I think the question becomes one of fund balance capacity. Let's see if this goes up. I could provide this, Jen, later, because it's sort of an exhibit. Now, this is the end of May, the fund balance. report. Now, mind you, May is a valley. There are two valleys in fund balance. June, there's an infusion of property taxes collected, so June is a peak, and December is a peak. The valleys are the months before those two peaks. May, and then the other valley would be November. And historically, November is sometimes lower than what the May fund balance is, but it's pretty darn close, pretty consistent. So if you were to look at where, right here, column F is where the ending fund balance was at the end of May, and you're really looking at the valley of our fund balances, and that's what the budget is for those funds in the G column. And then H is just a reiteration of, that's redundant, but H is just the fund balance, the same as column F. And then the percent of fund balance. If you, now mind you, this is no rainy day fund, no capital fund. If the county were to entertain kind of bare bones, sort of a 25% fund balance policy on the valley, now mind you, November might be a little bit lower, but if you're doing 25% at the valley, knowing that all the other months it's going to be generally higher, to tolerate, that would be kind of the hard line that I would draw. And the buffer, the 25% of the fund balance, column J, sorry, I didn't make this really nice and neat, but J is what 25% of the budget is, okay? So you're 25% of the budget. And of course, in current expense, the fund balance is sitting at 20.8 mil. If you were sitting at 11.9, that would leave 8.8, okay? Now, there's two, like this would be a bare bones, that's just current expense. And then there's four major funds that I look at. So reappraisal, district court, and of course, justice fund. Okay, so justice has been burning because this year it was designed to burn a little bit to get current expense somewhat more stable. But if you look at their buffer, it's a little bit lower right now, right? Because their fund balance is sitting at 11.1 through May. Their budget's 38 mil, 20, you know, they're sitting at 29% of their fund balance. So there's a little bit of buffer, but that's going to burn a little bit more as we progress through the year. So, and then district court and reappraisal are slightly below. They're already at the threshold. They're sitting at 20, they're close, but 24 and change percent. So district court reappraisal. So the big four operational funds, of course you got the fair and parks, they're doing okay. So it's really these four major funds that I'm looking at. If you were to combine all the funds, those four funds, you know, you would leave close to 10.3 mil if the county had a significant critical need to cut a check for 10 mil. Now, the concern I would have is that we're operationally balanced with the funds. So the challenge here is we're still operating at a deficit operationally. So spending the 10 million doesn't mean we go back to a balanced environment, because we're not at a balanced environment. So if we were at a balanced environment, then I would say if you as the three commissioners wanted to tolerate payout. Now, this doesn't leave much wiggle room. This is really just for cash flowing through the year and balancing. But if a major need were to arise, there's nothing really to fund that. But I just kind of wanted to show that that's kind of where I would draw a hard line, is at 25% at the May fund balance, knowing that November might be a little bit lower, but all the other months will be higher. And it'll average out probably closer to 30% for cash flow purposes throughout the year. If we can get back to a balanced state. So the concern I'm having is you have to distinguish between the one-time capital that's going out and ongoing expenses. This is another sheet. I'm probably teasing out a little bit more what I want to work through next week, sort of in the clerk's suggested budget. Because there's essentially scenarios, right? There's scenarios. There's to be determined scenarios, but on this expense column, I put in just now 7.5. I know the request was 6.5. I know Chief Rass said 75%. I would say budget higher, because if you're spending the money quicker, then you have the budget authorization. You're gonna spend 10 mil over 2 years, however you chop it up. But from a cash flow standpoint, there might be wisdom in trying to hold money until year two and to phase it over 2 years. But I also understand this is a critical need of great public concern and public safety concern. I also understand once it's operational, revenues would need to be readjusted. So, and that's another piece. The big piece on the revenue line here is these yellow lines are what right now in the W-2 form are new revenues. It's about 1.8 million is what 3% of property tax increase can be. New construction's about 1.5. There's an urban renewal adjustment of 215,000 that's gonna get into the W-2 and be part of the base moving forward. There's a judgment levy that you have to make a decision on whether to levy that 200K, that's a one time. And then the foregone amounts are here. The 1% ongoing and the 3% one time. And our foregone tracker, this is like if you were to, I didn't mean to do that. Foregone is sitting just shy of $5.3 million. I'm just showing pathways. Again, I'm
right.
The three of you need to make fully informed decisions, eyes wide open, with all the options before you. But if you were to use the 3%, 1% foregone, you'd be left with 2.9 for FY27. And if you did that again back-to-back years, it would leave $475,000. In FY28, which can go into the 1% bucket, and you would fully expend foregone over 3 years. I think with there's some other items in here that need to be discussed. Under revenue, I also have sales tax going up. We budgeted 18.3 mil. I have it going up to 19.05 in this next year, so I'm just showing what the increase is. So that's an extra 725,000. Which is a conservative number. Again, if we bring in more revenue, you're gonna realize it. What you budget isn't gonna dictate what you actually get. We're gonna get what we get, but just conservative budgeting would be to up that by 725,000. The expense lines, I know this afternoon you're gonna talk about wage and compensation. There's also health insurance, which is a big, so those are the two big outstanding items that health insurance is ongoing, and depending on how you frame compensation, it could be one time or ongoing. So I know that that's a discussion you're going to have. But how all this hits the budget minus landfill. So these numbers and the expenses need to go up a little bit more because we're going to talk about tort later and some other things, some insurance adjustments. But right now it's looking like 20.5 mil is the operational deficit, which is 14% of the expense budget. That's with Pond Lane at 7.5 mil. And this is with fully loaded revenue. That's with 3% foregone and 1%. Okay, so these are moving pieces. It's easy to subtract and readjust the bottom line. That 14% deficit is actually pretty average for the last 15 years in the county when you look at what's booked as far as the deficit relative to the budget. Now, mind you, historically, the county has spent 88 to 90% of the budget and has realized 110% of the revenue. So the budget might be a deficit, and at the end of the year, the county's putting more money into savings. And the reason why is you're over-realizing revenue because you're budgeting revenue conservatively and you're not spending your full budget. So if you were to spend 94% of this budget, no, a lot of it is hard capital, so that's why I think 94% is an appropriate baseline, not 90%, 94%. That's what we're trending right now in this current year, is to spend 94% of our budget. That would leave more an anticipated deficit of 11.5 mil. The jail is one time, well, it would be two times, 7.5 and 2.5, if you want to go that route, or 6.5 and 3.5. Emergency comms is making up 2.4 mil of that. So that's one time. And then the sheriff's building, we do have that placeholder, that deficit. Now, I know this number is a little bit higher because we're booking all the ARPA revenue, interest revenue on that line with applying it to that part of the expense. On top of ARPA, it's really this net difference that, but these numbers will go into their budget, the four. So now I know half of that is contingency that might not be needed for contingency. So that's a to be determined. But when you look at the possibility of being around 11.5 mil in actual deficit and know that 12 mil of the spend is one time, with the exception of pond lane over 2 years, but you kind of get the point. I'm really looking at, you take away the one-time stuff, where does that leave the county? That would leave the county operationally at about 580,000, but then you also have to look at the one-time revenue, 1.9, almost 2 mil, because that's the 3% foregone plus the judgment, which is one time. That leaves a $1.4 million carryover into the next year. That would be the baseline to start. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
FY27, operationally, moving, neutralizing the one-time pieces. Now, knowing that the deficit here might be 11.5 if you spent 94% of the budget, and 2.4 of that is emergency comms, that leaves about 9 mil that would hit the county. And of course, if you look at Justice Fund, there's, what was their fund balance, like 11 mil or something like that? They can't take that full hit. So if most of the spending is occurring in Justice, we would have to levy a lot more money, I just want to be clear, to Justice Fund, say of the 60 mil and change that you can levy, you divvy that out to where you levy it. There would need to be a lot more levying to Justice Fund, and current expense fund balance would be drawn down, if that makes sense. Like, there's got to be a drawdown somewhere in order to fund that. So $9 million, when you take away the emergency comms, and when you look at that spreadsheet I first showing what 25% of fund balance on the major four funds are, if you wanted to adopt, you know, very thin cash flow policy, there's a pathway to get somewhat operationally balanced. It just doesn't leave a lot of money for much else. And not just this year, but also next year, because you're carrying over that 1.4 mil deficit. So if you look at this is my last slide here and I'll be quiet. So if you look at 27, I'm trying to forecast over the next 2 years, 3 years, FY26, 27, 28, you'd be carrying over 1.4 in the hole. Another 2.5 mil Pond Lane. Now these are all subject to what may or may not occur. Property insurance increases that may or may not be at that amount after Pond Lane's developed. Steps, this is mostly, there are sheriff steps, that's just a placeholder. Potential COLA, health insurance. I think it would be wise for the county to just assume you're chipping away a little bit year by year rather than just doing this like catch up. But again, these are all subject to numbers. And then this is just a rounding of what 3%, 1% foregone. The exact numbers would need to be updated a little bit more. And then new construction sales tax increases, those are big question marks. Because we're getting about 1.4, 1.5 mil new construction this year. If that valve gets shut, then your new construction monies are going to fluctuate. They also might be higher, but that's a to be determined. Same with the sales tax. All of those moving pieces at the end of the year net to that, with non-reoccurring revenue at that, and then the one-time capital of that, and then you're carrying over 270,000. Now, mind you, that's not doing a penny increase on anything else. That's keeping the budget frozen for two straight years. But there is a modest COLA in there for FY27. It's just a placeholder. And but then when you look at 28, I think you start to see some breathing space in 28 because the major capital projects will have been completed. The baseline carrying over to 28 would be in the positive, and then you just run that formula again. You don't have the, 1% foregone would be that if you chose to do that in 28. 3% foregone is not available. This would be you using, expending foregone over three cycles. And then again, question marks on the yellow. I don't know if 750,000 for inmate revenues, fair, too high, too low, but that would be another number that would be subject to an input, what the net would be on the inmate revenue, and then where that nets. And that also includes a COLA. I put a $2 million placeholder in for FY28. that would be roughly probably like 3% on average if you applied it to all employees, but again, subject to how you would maneuver that. So that's just to give you a little bit of framework that this is adding no new positions and not increasing the capital budget for Britton. Now I know that there is going to be some capital. You're going to have to outfit that building. You're going to have to outfit what's left here in the courthouse. There's going to be janitorial staff that's needed to service additional facilities. So it's unrealistic to think that you can't. Maybe you can do it cost neutral. Maybe you cut elsewhere to fund needed increases. But I think if you do it this route, if you fund it this route out of our fund balance, I think there's a pathway without, but it's living somewhat thin, and it's also expending all of the foregone over 3 years. So it's just, these are options. I mean, another option, I know we're out of the cycle now to do it for FY26, is to have the voters vote for a 2-year levy, supplemental levy, but we're outside of that cycle. So there's two, the advantage there of having the voters vote is that the voters are deciding whether or not they want to pay a little extra in taxes, and you're not holding the fund, you're not expending the fund balance, you're retaining that. But if you go this option, using the foregone though is increasing one-time taxes 2 years in a row. If you do that 3% foregone 2 years in a row, but you have the legal authority to do that. That doesn't need to go to a voter for a vote. And mind you, you would also be burning 10 mil of fund balance on behalf of the taxpayer that they're not having to fund, if that makes sense.
Right.
But you're choosing to live thin. I know you'd be using foregone, which is a one-time tax increase 2 years in a row, on the 3% piece, but you're matching way more than what you're collecting by expending money from savings, but you're going as thin as I think the county can go.
Okay.
So I know that was a lot, but
thank you.
He mentioned the clerk, and yeah, I was prepared for this meeting because I think we're getting near the end, obviously, in this budget process, and these are the big moving pieces that you need to put your eyes on and contemplate and deliberate over.
Well, thank you for being prepared to do that so concisely. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I will take this down. If no one has any questions, I will.
I love the screensaver. It's for the birds, right?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Clerk, how many counties use 3 months fund balance as you've proposed versus 2 months?
I can't speak to all the counties. I've looked at about 10 to 15 counties, and I could say that they all have much larger fund balance than we do currently as a percent of budget. So Kootenai, Ada, Bonneville, Twin Falls, Bannock, those are all counties that are roughly the same age. Their fund in Bonneville, Bannock, and Twin Falls, their fund balance I think is 100% or larger than their budget. So, but they have a fund balance policy where they're designating a lot of their fund balance for future capital projects. So, there's future years where they're going to anticipate that. So, all that to say, right now I think we would be living pretty thin. We would be closer to Ada County. I mean, it's more than 2 months. It's it looks like they operate more. When I just look at their books, it looks more like that 35% range fund balance. That's going off their most recent annual comprehensive financial report, which is closing the prior financial year. So, like Kootenai, for example, they have a 3 months or like the city of Caldwell or some of the cities too, they usually park some money into what they call a rainy day fund and then they cash flow the rest. So if the county were operating in that philosophy, you could look at this balance as essentially like the rainy day fund, if that made sense. Like if we had a 25% fund balance on the valley, which I think is conservative, like because it's not averaging over, you could actually go slightly lower. If I don't know if that's what you're contemplating, Commissioner Brooks, as far as the 2 months, the 3 months, because you just need to make sure that we can cover our bills, you know, in November and May. Those are the low points, and just make sure that we're good. And you could recover that that 10 mil that's among the four major funds is what I would call, because there is no designation by this current body on the fund balance to have a policy of designating it what it was. Let's say retroactively you said 10 mil is the jail fund, if that made sense. And you said we want to expend the 10 mil right now. And you had a fund balance policy that was lean 25% at the Valley, which would I be recommending. Then I think we're pretty close. The big challenge is being balanced, operationally balanced. The budget not to be, we can't continue to burn fund balance just to meet operational needs. If you're burning that to meet a capital need, that's critical. And then the county, you know, lives paycheck to paycheck, as it were, with a little bit of breathing space. Then I think that, you know, that's one pathway you can choose. But yeah, I don't know why the other counties have. I'll also say I don't find counties doing what I don't want to criticize the past, but in 21, 22, 23, I mean, 21 and 22, when for example, Amazon was onboarded, the county took 0 cents in new construction dollars to add it to that budget. And not only that, did not add it into the foregone capacity. That 1 year alone, I think 22 would have been $2 million and change in new construction money. That would be part of the ongoing base. And that's just the new construction increment. You know, that 2 million, if you could redo some of those decisions and have an operational base, that would, I think what you have is other counties didn't do some of the things that we did. And that explains why a lot of those counties are in a, what I call a more solvent state, where their fund balances are a little bit healthier and their operational needs. But I think we're kind of an outlier, with the exception of 2020 or 21, when some counties did participate in the governor's GPSI, which was the public safety reimbursement. Canyon County didn't participate in that. But most of the counties in the state did, which the conditions there were you had to take 0% that year, but what the county was going to do was kick in and basically cover the public safety portion of the tax, property taxes, and the beneficiary was the taxpayer and getting you know, some limited tax relief. But aside from that, most counties, like foregone balance and what they take as far as new construction and of the 3%. So when I'm talking about those years that I just rattled, it's not just taking 0 of the 3%, it's not even taking new construction and not reserving it in the foregone. So I've already highlighted that, I think, last year to just show where the county would be at. If it just took the new construction, took 0% of the 3, we would be in a, you know, a healthier position. But I think that explains, and this is not in any way to be critical. I think these were decisions that were made. We live with just the financial consequences. We just got to make do with what we have and then make the wise decisions moving forward. But you have options before you.
Chairman?
Yes.
Thank you for how you've explained that. I think that is important for people listening to the budget process and where we're at right now. And I would say that the inability to forecast accurately what the needs or ongoing capital expenses, maintenance, balancing the revenues and expenses, all of that, I appreciate your graceful posture. But there was a posture that Canyon County could sustain not levying taxes. I'm not sure what the motivation was behind that. I did not vote for that because I have been consistent in believing that we should plan for future expenses. And what you said last time is deferring that or ignoring that or whatever it was with the blinders that we're on with that creates a liability. And that's the position that we're in now. And then there were a couple of years, I'm hoping to be as graceful as you are, but where the expenses were in significant excess of the revenues without sourcing that, that's problematic. So this board is trying to work with that. Thank you for your assistance in helping to do that. There is not an option, as we look at what the options are, and you've presented a number of them, there is not an option not to go forward with a place to incarcerate people who are present a threat to the community. That's a disservice to our citizens. It's a disservice to our prosecutors, to law enforcement. We're not doing that. And so today, as we stand looking at what we believe is a very good option, I sat through that as Commissioner-elect, listening to the rhetoric on the facility we just got rid of. It's a very different dialogue than what we're talking about today. So different contracts, different legal advice, different. I appreciate, we have quite a number of law enforcement in the room here with us. I appreciate Chief Hart and his ability to come and present information to commissioners in a way that expresses need, what we have to do with a growing population in Kenyon County. I'm very frustrated that in the past there has been excess revenue, and that I didn't really understand the concept because of how it was presented, but a burning fund balance, it was basically funding unbudgeted items that were not planned for. I objected to that every time because we had needs that today we could have used that, and I'm just parroting what was said. Those were labeled stupid. I object, and my frustration, I can hear it in my own tone of voice, but I'm not taking responsibility for that as a board member. I think I had a sense of where we needed to go. I appreciate this board, appreciate Chief Rast and the clerk and everybody trying to do what's called a workout. That's what we're in, is a workout. And so we will make the very best financially solvent decisions that we can. I said the same thing when those decisions were being made, and people blew through. It's not because I have all the answers. It's because it didn't make sense at the time, and it doesn't make sense today. But we will move forward in a way that protects the taxpayers and is in the best interest of this county to the best of our ability. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Just very quickly, the third one, we've talked about this, but with the board's approval, I'll schedule a half hour either the week of the 14th or the 21st just to finalize and go item by item on those proposed 19 different market adjustments to solicit your approval in an executive session, since we're talking about individual salaries, and that's kind of our final piece before the sheriff's office budget would be finalized.
Chairman,
yes.
I have another question, and we have to back all the way up to where we started on the proposed projects, and I'm specifically looking at Project 26-4, furniture for the new sheriff's office. I'm just looking for confirmation or clarification. The last budget meeting, you were unable to attend, so it was Mr. Ivers that came, and I'm looking at a presentation on June 9th, and it's page 6 of 26, where it was listed at $300,000 for that line item. So I think we started at $165,000. We went to $300,000 with questions for clarification. Today we're at $220,000. So that extra $55,000, is that all inclusive? And can you help me at some point understand where that extra $55,000 is at?
No, I can help you today. So that original number had a cost for facilities to build a bunch of furniture.
Okay.
Facilities put $165,000 in their budget to build the vast majority of the furniture for the sheriff's office. In our budget, we have items for tables and chairs in our training rooms, for lockers in the locker rooms, for chairs in the offices. Then we have our quiet rooms and our overshift room and our break room and our lobby and a few offices where facilities can't build the furniture. So what we did is we took out the facilities piece out of our budget. And the 220 reflects the amount of money that we have in quotes from various vendors for the purchase of all of that furniture, for our training room, for our classrooms, for our all of our records and all the different. That's what that is.
Okay.
So there is a little bit of a buffer in there. Because we don't have final pricing, we've gone to some vendors and have been able to get 10 to 20% reductions based on bulk purchasing. And so that 220 is definitely the high end, the top end. We could come in, you know, 20,000 below that potentially, but that's where we end up from the reduction from 300 down to 220 is eliminating the part, well, eliminating the monies that we had that was going towards materials which facilities put into their budget.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to ask this again, but is facilities keeping the 165,000?
Yes.
So it's 165 in facilities to build desks, which we know will save the county money.
Yes.
In addition to the 220,000. Okay, that was
the total to furnish. If this number, you know, again, that might come in a little bit lower, but essentially, if you take the facilities number of 165 and this number of 220, that's the total cost
to
furnish a 75,000 square foot building.
That's what I didn't understand. So thank you for clarifying. Both are necessary, and
yes,
is what you're presenting. Okay, thank you for that.
Okay.
And then, the Chairman, if I could just, the total of those three projects, so 61,898, just so we're on the same page, is project 1, 2, and 5. And what I heard was that's necessary, whether you pay for it out of your savings of this year or whether you budget for it in 26. And I, you know, you've got armor for your SWAT team. Seems to be a bigger need for bigger events that are happening. And then your training room and surveillance and operational equipment. Okay. Thanks for letting me just process that for a second. Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Just for me, Commissioner, CEO Rast and myself had looked over quite a few draft proposals and concepts and I'm still stuck at the 7.5. My concern is the type of building that we'll be building and then the modularity of the cells that will be coming in. That to finish that towards the end is a big number. And it's in the $3 million range. And so I can see building the building. I can see getting it all hooked up to facilities. But I don't think that it's a good plan to not be able to fund very much to the entirety of the cells that are going into it. So I'm a little bit, I think $1 million is the difference between being able to fund that and have our people being that hooked all up to the building or not being able to have all of the cells being able to be purchased in a one-time deal. And that part bothers me. So if it would be okay with you, Chief, would you be opposed to raising that to the 7.5 instead of being at the 6.5?
Not at all, Chairman. And I do know that, you know, at our last discussion, we're dealing with what we hope are
right.
Are high estimates.
Right.
And so I think we also, when we met, talked about the need to get this out to RFP and the belief that the numbers in that circumstance would be more accurate.
More accurate, yeah.
Hopefully. But no, not I would defer to you, Chairman. We're more than happy to make that adjustment if you feel that's appropriate.
Okay. All right. Chief.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, on that one, I actually feel more comfortable on the 7.5 that the clerk is saying for the fact that it gives us capacity. And talking with Director Britton, we're really hoping this project's between 8 and 10 million to where facilities can self-perform a little bit of it within reason without impacting the timeline. So the 7.5, probably you'd be a lot more comfortable with that.
Okay. All right. If that's okay, we'll put in this workshop that we'll change that number to 7.5 and then the remainder at 2.5. Okay. Thank you.
I'm in favor.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Chair, I do have a follow-up question if you don't mind.
Yes.
Chief, you mentioned the market adjustments. You wanted another meeting for that. Have those been vetted through HR?
Yes.
Have they been put in power plan?
Yeah. The total number, yes, has been put in power plan. Not Yes.
Okay.
Not assigned to the individuals yet, obviously, but that would be in the next fiscal year pending approval. But the number, the 78,000, has been put in.
Yes.
Okay. So, Mr. Chair, on that is, I think we can just, because I know the clerk suggested budget is coming up next week, and get those numbers done. If they've been vetted by HR, if they could keep those numbers, market adjustments, and we can have those in future meetings and attend the workshops.
Okay.
If that works.
Okay. That'll work. All right. Anything else for this?
Just, you know, Chairman, Commissioners, I just, on behalf of the Sheriff's Office, want to express our gratitude and appreciation to the board. I know as I come up on my 3-year anniversary here, the changes that have been made largely due to the board's decisions as it relates to public safety have been truly remarkable. And it was left to this board to dig us out of some fairly significant holes when I came here. Our staffing levels hadn't changed in 25 years. And so I think we're well prepared for some lean years. Absent these one-time capital costs, our budget was actually a little lower than it had been in prior years. We requested no new positions this year. I think we're going to be fine to do the same next year. We may have some challenges in security services with some part-time employees that are leaving that we're having a really hard time backfilling. So we may have to come in front of the board with some proposals to combine part-time positions to consolidate into some full-time positions. But mainly I just, you know, I recognize that there's a tremendous amount of effort on behalf of the board and the clerk and the chief in helping to bring the sheriff's office in to the modern era as it relates to equipment and staffing and office space. I believe wholeheartedly that the new sheriff's office and this detention facility have their needs, not wants, and I just am very, very appreciative and cognizant of this is a big deal, and we appreciate that, and I hope the citizens appreciate that, and we will be the best stewards we can be with the county's funds.
Great. Thank you. Comments or questions?
I appreciate your words. Thank you.
Thanks, Chief. Yeah, we appreciate the morale and the direction we're heading.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you. I would then make a motion that with that one change there, that we would accept what has been presented in the workshop.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Is there any closing comments or thoughts?
No, thank you.
All right. Clerk?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you.
No, I think we're good. We just clarified earlier the 7-point. We have 7.5 in 510 for that, and then we have 6.5 in 410 for the administration building. So earlier that might have looked confusing because those numbers were very similar.
Oh, they were this. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Very good.
I wonder why you were confused. Chief?
Sure. Also, the gun range that's going in 410.
150.
Yeah, the gun range stayed in 410.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There's nothing else. I'd make a motion we adjourn for a brief.
I second.
Okay, motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned for a short period here. Thank you.